It's not a milestone anyone wants to reach. The number of people infected with the deadly Ebola virus has now hit 3,000 in Central Africa. The majority of those cases have been in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, in an outbreak that began just more than a year ago. As if that wasn't bad enough, the region is now also suffering from a deadly outbreak of measles. Dr. Nahid Bedelia has spent her career working on Ebola. She heads the Special Pathogens Unit at Boston Medical Center and was recently at the Ugandan border training health workers there. She spoke with my colleague, the world's Carol Hills.
Dr. Bedelia, what's it like where you were along the Ugandan border? Describe the scene for us.
In one of the areas where I was at, they had just seen some suspect cases, and healthcare workers there, they still sort of took a deep breath before they went in, you know, to start taking care of that patient because they have all the tools. They've been told to have the vaccine now. Many of them have been vaccinated. But it is still that question, this fear of, am I ready to do this, you know, and what does it mean for my family to take care of Ebola patients, and what will it mean for me and for this patient?
So once in the treatment center, how long does a patient typically stay?
If they came in early into care, generally, a patient may stay for about a month. If they came in later in their disease, it depends on how vulnerable they were to that disease. They may pass away within 5 days, 4 days. So the way I always think about infectious diseases is their capacity to cause havoc on communities, the three parts to that. One is the disease itself. How easily is it transmitted? The other is the person. How vulnerable are you to succumbing to this disease? How good is your immune system, your nutrition? And the third is health systems. How good are the health systems at finding you when you're sick and bringing you to care? And what we're seeing with DRs here, we just crossed the 3,000 number. And the interesting thing is, you know, I'd worked in the West Africa epidemic as well. And when that epidemic happened with the 28,000 cases, you know, and the thought was that's a black swan event. We had never seen Ebola do this. And now here we are again, another outbreak where there's thousands of cases. And so how can a disease that's so hard to transmit, believe it or not, it is, compared to measles or some of the other diseases, it's not airborne. And so why is this happening? You know, particularly now in this DRC outbreak, we're much better off than we were in West Africa. We have a vaccine that we think works. We have now treatments that if you come early to care, your mortality with this disease that we've thought is 70% or 80% in the past can go down to 6%.
And what do you think the answers to those questions are?
Because most people aren't coming to care.
Why is that?
One aspect is in this part of the Democratic Republic of Congo in North and South Kivu, as you know, there is a long history of political upheaval, and there are about 100 armed groups sort of operating, have been operating. And so getting access to populations in that setting and doing safely so and having healthcare workers present and ensuring their safety has been difficult. The other is trust. People don't want to come to a community health center with something that looks like malaria and then be taken away to another unit that they don't recognize.
Are there changes going on the ground about how to deal with this current outbreak?
Measles, since it started, the outbreak started in January for measles, 161,000 people have gotten measles, and over 3,000 people have died of it in the same area of DRC.
Cholera. As Ebola?
Yes. In cholera, 15,000 people have gotten sick, right? Almost 300 people have died. And so look at this from the perspective of someone who is in one of those communities in Democratic Republic of Congo. They're saying, why are you so concerned with Ebola when we're dying of everything else? And so the strategy, I think, which I believe a lot of organizations are sort of looking to address, is one that's more comprehensive.
Is there a moment that really sticks with you from your recent visit to the Ugandan border?
I think the moment was walking into an Ebola treatment unit and finding all these healthcare workers there that have been taking care of suspect cases that have come through the border, and just seeing this just look of complete both exhaustion, but also, you know, this sense of pride of that we're doing, you know, hard work that's important.
That was Dr. Nahid Bedelia with Boston Medical Center speaking with my colleague Carol Hills.